Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm just interested in what your criteria are for granting loans.
For printing molds?
So for granting loans.
Oh, okay. I thought you said printing molds. I apologize. You know what? Let me look into what we'd sent out to you real quick. Do you happen to have the 16-digit reference number on there by any chance?
There's something called a reservation code. Is that what that means?
Right, the reservation code. That's perfect.
2311-4801-0056-6486.
6486, excellent. This is for Mary
Walter?
Waller, okay. Right, I'm sorry, I mispronounced that. And I take this is Mary, I take it, right?
Yes.
Right, Marion, is this the best number for you? Is this your mobile number by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I can give you my direct number in case we get disconnected.
Okay.
Sure. My name is Dennis, and my direct number is 858-519-5315.
Okay.
And, looking into this, it looks like we did get a good reference on your company. We're able to provide financing for either equipment or working capital. Which direction were you leaning more towards, or was it something you'd look into for both options possibly?
Working capital.
Working capital, okay. Well, we have a couple different programs. As far as our main program, it's unsecured financing. Most people like that because it's not attached to any assets. It's not attached to your equipment, your property, or your home or cars or anything of that nature. And the way it works is we'll actually lend a percentage of your annual revenue. So we'll look at, for example, probably 6 months of bank statements, your most recent business tax return. We'll use that to sum up what we find as the annual revenue, just the gross revenue, actually, of the business. And we'll lend right around 10% of that, give or take. So do you happen to know what your gross revenue was last year for the business?
$241,000.
$241,000, okay. And was there a specific amount of funds that would benefit you at this point?
$80,000.
Okay. So with the unsecured, you'd probably be looking just on that side right around, initially right around $25,000, maybe even a little bit more. What would the funds be delegated for? Is it for marketing or payroll or taxes or something of that nature?
Repay tax alone.
Okay. Yeah, those guys are a hassle, huh? I've dealt with them myself. As far as that goes, I mean, initially they could probably inject about $25,000 of working capital for your business, maybe a little bit more, but the option to renew is when you're halfway paid in. These loans are fairly short term, so you'd be looking at probably maybe 12 to 18 months initially, as it is. So with that being said, is that something that would benefit you, just on the secured side?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, we could probably do a combination of the two then. We could do unsecured, and also if you have any equipment or anything as far as collateral goes that you could put up on the business, equipment, even I've had people even use their personal vehicles. Sometimes we can use property and real estate and go that route as well to get closer to that amount you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, I was just wondering, because I do have a tax lien, and that's what's it said that you had the data from 2014, so that was my question, if the, because of the tax lien, there would be disqualified.
No, you wouldn't be disqualified necessarily. We understand that happens from time to time. Sometimes it's just a decimal point that's off. Sometimes it's just the brackets you fall into. I mean, there's a lot of factors that happen as far as falling into a situation where you have a tax lien. So we overlook that in most cases, as long as they're under $175,000. And it sounds like in your case, it is. Oh, it's not. Well, I mean, I've seen them make exceptions in some cases as well. But
okay. Well, I think I'll have to think about it and call you back.
Okay, sounds good. We've got my direct number there. If you have some more questions, by all means, definitely give me a call.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.